מתחילים את הסוגיה בדף ט"ז עמוד ב', העניין של צדקה, למי לתת צדקה, מה מטרת מצוות צדקה, זה נובע מהמשנה והגמרא. משנה זה רק שלא קשור בכלל, אבל משנה שאלה מה ביתם למועד, אלא שאתה משלם חצי נזק מגופו, ומועד משלם נזק שלם מן העלייה. והגמרא שאלה מהי העלייה, אמרה בלעזר, במעולה שבנכסיו. וכן הוא אומר, וישכב חזקיהו עם אבותיו, ויקברו במעלה קברי בני דוד, ואמרה בלעזר, מה זה במעלה? זה במעלה אצל מעולים של משפחה, ומעניין לדבר שלמה. ואם זה ממשיכים, וזה יהיה קשור לירמיהו, כי הפסוקים הולך לירמיהו, אני מדלג, למרות שזה מעניין מאוד, אני מדלג ממה שעכשיו אנחנו רוצים לעשות. זה דורש רבו. דורש רבו בפסוק בירמיהו. ירמיהו אנחנו יודעים כמנהיג, כנביא, שהוא מקבל את זה על הראש מהעם שלו, מבני ירושלים, וגם מה המולדת שלו מבני ענתות, וזה מה שהתוספות מדבר, והפסוק האחרון בפרק י"ח, ירמיהו אומר לקדוש ברוך הוא משהו מאוד חריף. מה הוא אומר? דורש רבה, מה דכתיב הפסוק האחרון בירמיהו בפרק י"ח? יהיו מחושלים לפניך, בעת אפיך עשה בהם. אומר ירמיהו לקדוש ברוך הוא, וזה לא ברור, זה מחלוקת, אם זה מדבר על העם שלא שומעים אליו גם בחילול שבת וכל הדברים שהם לא שומעים, או בני ענתות שבהמשך כל ספר ירמיהו גם כן הוא מאוד מאוכזב בהם שהם לא עוקבים אחרי המילה שלו, ואפילו בפרק י"א הם מבקשים להרוג אותו, כן, ומיד לפני זה חוששים לו לאיזה חשד של זנות או אשת איש. אבל אומר הפסוק, יהיו מחושלים לפניך בעת אפיך, שירמיהו מתפלל לקדוש ברוך הוא שהאנשים האלה יהיו מוכשלים לפניך בעת שהקדוש ברוך הוא אתה כועס להם, עשה בהם. אומר הגמרא, אמר ירמיהו לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, אפילו בשעה שעושים צדקה, שהם נותנים צדקה, הכשילים בבני אדם שאינם מוגנים. תכשיל אותם, שמה? האנשים שהם יקבלו צדקה, יהיה אנשים אינם מוגנים, כדי שלא יקבלו עליהם שכר. בסדר? כמה שאלות פה. אנחנו לא נעסוק, למרות שזה עוד פעם שאלה מחשבתית, איך ירמיהו מתפלל על הדברים כל כך שלילים, אז זה לא נגיע. אבל תכלס, קודם כל, מה שלצערי תקועים בהם, מה שאמרתי לכם, זה איך הגמרא רואים בתוך הפסוק שמדבר על מצוות צדקה. זו שאלה אחת, נכון פיינגול? הפסוק אומר, יהיו מוכשלים לפניך, האנשים האלו יהיו מוכשל בעת אפיך עשה בהם. איך אני יודע שמדבר על מצוות צדקה, שהגמרא אומר, שרבו אומר, זה מצוות צדקה. וזה מה שהבאתי לכם, גם את המצודת ציון, וגם את המלבים, שהם אומרים, לא דווקא מדברים במצוות צדקה. ולשתי, אתה רואה עכשיו? מצודת דוד אומר מה? אף בעית ילכו לפניך בדרך מצוותיך. אפילו שהם עושים את המצוות, עדיין תבוא מכשול להם, למען לא יוכלו לעשות כתקנה. או המלבים אומר מה? שאל תקבל להם על ידי הווידוי שלהם, כי בדרך כלל הווידוי מחפר את האבון, אבל אל תקבל מהם. נכון? לכאורה, לפי הפשט, איך אני יודע איך שרבו דורש, בזמן שהם עושים צדקה, תכשיל אותם. אומר מצודת דוד, אומר המלבים, זה שהם עושים איזה מצוות בכלל, או הם עושים איזה תיקונים לעיוות שלהם, to the distortion that they're doing, והם רוצים לעשות תשובה, אל תקבל. אבל איך אני יודע שמדבר על מצוות צדקה? זו שאלה ראשונה. ורק לשים לב, לסבר את האוזן, יש אותו גמרא במסכת בבא בתרא בדף ט' עמוד ב' וי', שאומר שונה, אבל מה הלשון שלהם שם? שהקודש בעצם, יש פסוק במשלי, רודף צדקה וחסד, ימצא חיים צדקה וכבוד, והגמרא אומרת בשם רב נחמן בר יצחק, הקודש ברוך הוא ממציא לו בני אדם המהוגנים לעשות להם צדקה כדי לקבל עליהם שכרו, וזה להוציא את מה שרב אומר, ויש פה איזה גרסה אחרת קצת, אומר ירמיהו לפני הקודש ברוך הוא ריבונו שלו, אפילו בשעה שכופין את יצרן ומבקשים לעשות צדקה לפניך. בשעה שכופין את יצרן זה קצת יותר כמו המלבים קצת, אבל עדיין השאלה הראשונה, איפה רבו רואה בתוך הפשט של הפסוק בירמיהו פרק י"ח, הפסוק האחרון, שמדובר במצוות צדקה. לכן הבאתי לכם את קצת הראשונים. תוספות אומר מה? לפניך זו צדקה. הוא רואה את הפסוק פה בירמיהו שאומר ויהיו מחושלים לפניך פה בפסוק חב ג' הפסוק האחרון לפניך, ותוספות עושה איזה חיבור נקודות קונקטים לדעת שהפסוק בישעיה אומר שנאמר והלך לפניך צדקה, המילה לפניך זה צדקה, זה גם כן מדבר בצדקה, זה מה שתוספות אומר. השיטה מקובצת אומר, ופה זה טכני ולכן אני רק כמה דקות, אבל השיטה מקובצת אומר מה? בשם רבינו ישעיה. הוא רואה את זה מה? כי הפסוק אומר, בעת אפיך עשה בהם, ויש פסוק במשלי שאומר מה? מתן בסתר יכפה אף. מה? כשאני נותן צדקה בצורה אידיאליסטית, the most ideal way of giving צדקה is מה? נותן את זה אנונימי. נותן את זה בסתר. ומה הלשון של המשלי אומר שם? מתן בסדר יחפה, it's going to cover up up the anger, ולכן אומר שיטה מקובצת, כלומר, בשעה שירצו לחפות אפיך, שירמיהו אומר שהם רוצים לחפות את האף שלך, את החרון אף, את הכעס, מה צריכים? הוא מתפלל, אל תקבל מהם. לכן, נקודה ראשונה של השיעור הייתה איך, וזה מה שהראשונים הפרשנים, איך יודעים שמדבר בכלל במצוות צדקה. לכן הפרשנים אומרים, איך התסה, זה מדבר באופן כללי, ויש לנו שני ראשונים שרואים איזה דיוק מהפסוק בירמיהו י"ח, פרק פסוק חב ג', שבאמת מדבר בצדקה. אם אפשר פיינגל רק לזכור את הדלת, אני מאוד מודה לך. אבל, פיינגל, please close the door, if possible, באנגלית. אוקיי, שאלה שנייה ועקרונית של השיעור שלנו, שזה מה? מה הוא באמת מתפלל? הוא מתפלל שבעזרת השם, אני מתפלל לקדוש ברוך הוא, תעזור לי שהם יהיו צדקה, תיתן את הצדקה למי? לאנשים שלא מהוגנים, כדי שלא יקבל שכר. אז יש שתי שאלות פה. מה שתי שאלות פה? מה שתי שאלות ששאלתם? אבישב, מה שאלת? מה היה השאלה ששאלת פה? מה השאלות? אתה לא שאלת שאלות פה? This. What was the שאלה? Yeah, Sergeant. Oh, you're already saying something which is not 100%, but it's an important piece. I'm giving tzedakah. יש לי כוונה לתת צדקה, ואומר סרג'ו שזה לא יהיה נחשב צדקה. זה לא בדיוק מדויק. שני שאלות, אבל זו השאלה הכללית, אבל בואו נחדד את השאלה סרג'ו. מה הוא אומר? אני מתפלל כשהם ייתנו צדקה, שייתן את זה לאנשים שאינם מהוגנים, אחד, ובית שהם לא יקבל שכר. Okay? סרג'ו תרגם את זה שזה לא נחשב מצוות צדקה. קודם כל השאלה זה מה? מה נחשב אנשים שלא מהוגנים? What's considered אנשים שלא מהוגנים? זה שאלה אחת. שאלה שנייה, מה זאת אומרת שהם לא יקבלו שכר? האם זה כמו סעג'ה שאומר שאני לא מקיים את המצוות צדקה? כשנונים את זה לאנשים מהוגנים, זה לא נחשב מצוות צדקה? או שאני לא יקבל שכר? אפשר שזה כן צדקה, אבל אני לא יקבל שכר. הם לא יקבלו שכר של מצוות צדקה. הבנתם את השאלה? זו שאלה מאוד הלכתית, פרקטית, מחשבתית גם כן. בשמחה. כן, השאלה השנייה, שאלה ראשונה זה מה? מה ההגדרה, שאלה ראשונה, מה ההגדרה שאינם מהוגנים? What does it mean that he's saying what? Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not lafsher to enable the people that they give tzedakah to be anashim she'inam mehuganim. The question is, what does it mean that they're not hogan? They're not fit. What does that mean? Mitzad halachat specifit hazot. Ha'elu. Davar sheni. Ma zot omer, she omer, kishani noten tzedakah. V'yesh li kavanah latet tzedakah. She mitpalel me'acharei she'him. הבני ענתו נונים צדקה, הם לא יקבל שכר. מה זאת אומרת שלא יקבל שכר? האם זאת אומרת, כמו שסאג' אמר, שהם, אם אני נותן צדקה למי שאינו הוגן, אני לא מקיים מצוות צדקה, זה צד אחד, או שבאמת אני כן מקיים מצוות צדקה, אלא מה? אני לא יקבל את כל השכר כשאנשים שנונים צדקה כדת וכדין לאנשים מוגנים. I may get sachar, but not sachar of the what? Of the mitzvah of tzedakah. I may get other types of sachar. For sure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the question is it sachar of my thoughts that I was planning on doing the right thing? Is it? There are three possibilities. Sachar because I was planning on doing the right thing. Number two is sachar of the mitzvah of tzedakah, but not the full, but everything that comes with it. Or sachar of mitzvah with everything. Three possibilities. So that's the whole Gemara and Baba Batra that says there's tremendous sachar when I give tzedakah. Right? There are so many things I'm going to get rich from it, and there's a whole long list. I even brought for you one of them in Baba Batra. Kol ha-ragil atzot tzedakah, your children are going to be balei chokhmah, balei osher, balei agadah, balei chokhmah. Right? The concept of tzedakah tatzil min maves. Right? A whole long laundry list. When I do mitzvah tzedakah, right? That I get all those things. So shalosh shelot, just to understand the second question, which is what I asked you all. So what is the mitzvah of tzedakah? Maha ofi, what's the character of mitzvah of tzedakah? Should it matter whether this guy is not mehugan or not? And this is not only important, chashuv, la'vi, mazeh mitzvah tzedakah, but it's ma'od ma'asi. Mishu dofek al adalat shalcha be-Hollywood, be-Yushalayim, be-Lakewood, be-Anglia, be-Silver Spring. האם מותר לתת לו צדקה, איך אני יודע שהוא לא על איש מהוגן? Maybe he's a thief, maybe he's a ramai. Do I have to check it or not? ומאור פרקטי השנה, אני יורד לכותל להתפלל, ויש אנשים שמבקשים צדקה, האם מותר לתת לו לדעת? בוא נגיד שאני יודע שהוא קשור למאפיה. כן? שהוא מקבל צדקה ונותן את זה למישהו אחר ויש להם, האם אני חייב לעשות דרישה וחקירה או לא? האם זה אסור לי לתת צדקה לאנשים ספציפיים כאלה? זה הסוגיה שאנחנו נעסוק בעזרת השם. So, עוד פעם, רק לסכם. שאלה ראשונה, מה ההגדרה של איש שלא מהוגן? דבר שני, כשאני נותן את הצדקה, מה זאת אומרת שאני לא אקבל שכר? האם זה באמת לא נחשב מצוות צדקה? האם זה כן נחשב מצוות צדקה? כן, אבל אני לא אקבל את כל השכר. ואם באמת, אפילו אם זה לא נחשב צדקה, אבל אני אקבל שכר מחשבה. כן, שאני התכוונתי למחשבת מצווה. או באמת, זה, אפילו אם זה איש שלא הוגן, אני מקבל שכר מצוות צדקה. כן? ועם כל האושר עם זה. זה מה שאנחנו נעשה. עם זה אנחנו, בואו נראה. ספר חסידים. הספר חסידים אומר, כתיב בקהלת, כן? רואים את זה או לא? בתוך הראשונים שנתתי לכם. מישהו ראה את זה או לא? כן או לא? ספר חסידים. סימן סמך אל. You not have the sheets? Good. Where is that? I was with his rope. Okay. Sefer Chassidim Simat Samachal. Go ahead and read for me, Mr. Johnny. You're not wearing red today. He's wearing red. Samachal, go ahead. That's what I said. That's why he's reading. Tov, go ahead. See it? Sefer Chassidim? Red's passion. Fire for Torah. Achon? You haven't done it. You guys think you're up to us? What? Okay, what did I say? What am I going to say? Okay, fine, we'll get there. Omer Sefer Chassidim. I guess the list wasn't perfect. Okay, Sefer Chassidim. Read it, Johnny, read it. Ktiba Kohelet. Tishma. Mimalei Chofnayim. Good. Go ahead. Ruach Liotzram. Yirei Shemayim. Aniyim, comma. Sheyardu Minichseihem. That's the real comma, excuse me. Sheyardu Minichseihem. Go ahead. Aniyim. Mehuganim. So what do we got here, Mr. Feingold? What does the Sefer Chassidim teach us? Tov malei kaf nachat. Omer Sefer Chassidim. You see Wallerstein? He says that what? Tov malei kaf kishadam notin li yirei shamayim. Even if it's what, you give a little bit. But it's better to give a little bit to mehuganim. How does he define mehuganim? People that are yirei shamayim. Better to give even a little bit to what? To Yarei Shamayim Aniyim that now have come poor. Mimalei Chofnayim, then if you filled up all of your hands to Aniyim She'inam Mehuganim. Who are what? People are not Mehuganim, Asher Behem Amal Verud Ruach. Not only is it better, explains Sefer Chassidim, but what? V'lo Or Ela Shenechshav V'lo La'avon. Zenechshav ma avera keshehu notin the pritzim the notin lahem. Look what it says. It's not just aman anshe. The people are not yirei shamayim, but they're going to take their kesef and do things that are not moral. Umikayim mordim b'kadosh baruch hu ba'olam. They're going to take that money and go rebel against God. Lefikach yitpalel adam l'kadosh baruch hu la'olam shiyazmin lo bnei adam muganim. According to the Sefer Chassidim and according to the Yad Rama, which you don't have in front of you, ze lo rak lo tov latin tzedaka, ze asur latin tzedaka la'anashim shelo mehuganim. Ze nechshav avera. V'vadai ze lo nechshav, kemo shesadja amar, mitzvah tzedaka. Kisha Gemara omeret, she yirmiyahu hitpalel, she hichshilam b'bnei adam she'ena mehuganim, כדי שלא יקבלו עליהן שכר, היד רמה והספר חסידים לומדים את הגמרא שמה, מישהו נותן צדקה לרמאי, הוא לא מקבל מצוות צדקה. וזה נחשב עבירה. זה מצד אחד. מצד שני, תראה בדף השני, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah Omer, Lo Yitain, Vezer Anachum Nabi Halach Lamaase Gamkin, Lo Yitain, Me'agmara Barachot, Adam Prusal Leshamish, El Inkin Yodea Bo Shinata Yadav, Yesh Medim Mikan, She'ein Ra'ui Latein Le'ochel, Le'echov, Slicha, El Mishi Yodea Bo Shiyivarech, זה לפני עיוור לא תתהיה מכשול. ונראה, אומר רבינו יונה, זה מובא להלכה, אני הבאתי לכם את ההלכה, בסימן קס"ט. הרמה מביא את הרבינו יונה הזה, ונראה שכיוון שמתכוון לעשות מצווה שנותן בתורת צדקה, מותר. אומר רבינו יונה, קוטב השני, secondly, opposite angle. What's the opposite angle? Even if they're not Shomrei Torah ומצוות, but as long as I'm having kavanah to what? To give tzedakah, you should give it. So let's talk for a sec. What is mitzvah tzedakah? According to the first two opinions, I have kavanah to give tzedakah. So what do we see? According to the first two opinions of the Sefer Chassidim and the Yad Ramah, what is the mitzvah tzedakah? Is it about my kavanah?
No.
What is it about? Not only the person, but it's the action. It's the ma'aseh. The ma'aseh has to be given to a poor person. That's ra'ui. See, even if I have all the kavanah l'shem shamayim, doesn't matter. That's the first side. All of a sudden, this side seems to say what? Even with my, as long as I have kavanah, L'shem mitzvah tzedakah, that itself is good enough for mitzvah tzedakah. Even if they're not an ish mehugan, according to this, again, a person who is not religious. What does that come out? What is the mitzvah tzedakah? We're going to come back to that in 1 second. First, one other rishon that's very important. The other rishon is what? Look at the Nimukei Yosef. What does the Nimukei Yosef say? Please read it for me, Mr. Rodenberg. Go ahead. Ooh. Ayudavka mi shiodeyavo. I know that this guy is what? Lo mehugan. He doesn't define what lo mehugan is. But I know for a fact that this guy is lo mehugan. Now again, mehugan give different definitions. So far in the Sefer Chassidim, Ra'inu Mishulo Yerushamayim. Ra'inu B'toch Rabbeinu Yonah, Hayyan Shehu Lo Yivarech. Yesh Od Hagdarot. What does it mean, Mugan? The guy's known as a liar. Or he's a Rosh HaBiyom. Okay? But this is already the Nimukei Yosef brings down here from the Ramah. Very important. Go ahead. Aval. Period. What do we got over here? What does he say? But if you don't know, what does Makiro mean? If you don't know the guy is for sure a lawyer or not dati or whatever it is, whatever Eina Mehugan means. Right? So there are two ways to read this. What are the two ways to understand it? When he says, that Sharshu Gon, Schar Yeshlo. Shari the Shem Mitzvah Mechavein. What does Schar mean? Either does it mean that reward for what? Reward for the intention of staka or what? The intention. But maybe not staka. Right? We will see Lal Chalamai said that which I gave you from Rav Avidan, he understood the Nimukei Yosef as that you get the Shem Mitzvah Staka. The only time it's not considered mitzvah tzedakah is if you knew for a fact that he's a rush or a liar. But if you weren't sure, let's say even I should have checked, halach l'maisa, I should have checked before I gave to him, and I didn't. But I didn't know 100%. They bring down this in the Nimukei Yosef, halach l'maisa, to tell me that bottom line is, I'm yotze my mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay, he brings up another nimuk, va'od, keep reading, va'od. Nikarim. Right, he says, if you don't say this, then you get the mitzvah. Then what's going to happen? People are going to stop giving to the mitzvah of tzedakah. He quotes from the Gemara in Bava Batra, which I didn't ask you to see. What is the idea? How could it be? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, what would it mean that if I have kavanah, according to the same Chassidim in the Yad Ramah, ha'ikar shel mitzvah tzedakah zeh ma'aseh, v'lachin im heim enashim shelo mu'uganim, ani lo mekabel et mitzvah tzedakah. Zeh ani mevin. Aval ma zot omeret? Sha'ikar zeh זה או המחשבה או מחשבה פלוס מעשה. Right? I did something good. I had the right intentions. I, the receiver, was a Ramai. Why can I still get the mitzvah of tzedakah? What would be the svara to say? That even though the guy who didn't receive it, the guy, excuse me, who received it, wasn't an ani, he was a lawyer. But I would still get the mitzvah of tzedakah. What would you say? Well, the mice I gave was not tzedakah, he's a lawyer. Now what? That's true also. That's a distinction also, that's fair. If. Maybe he's going to. That's true. But let's say even if you knew that he's not going to make a bracha. The Bach brings down halacha l'maaseh, siman kuf samachtet. Even if I know for sure he's not going to wash his hands, I could still be, if I'm giving him betorah staka, I could still be yotzei. Why? What about the kavanah? Not only the kavanah, but it could also be lon kubei the kavanah. But again, if I have the kavanah staka, and now I throw a football, that's not staka. Right? What else could it be? I'm not throwing a football. What am I doing? I'm giving the guy either food or money. So what does that do? Till now, we've been trained to think, what is the mitzvah of tzedakah? The main thing is the what? Is the giving or the receiver? The receiver, that the receiver gets money that he can now pay the bills. Right? But maybe the other side of the chakira is what? An important element of tzedakah is what? The actual giving than I give, and therefore what it does for what? For the giver. This is where you saw that in the Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam, that says that what? That it's also for what? Why does Hashem bring aniyim into the world? In order for us to do chesed and to become more rachamim. That's the Mishnah that says, hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh, that the Rambam says what? It's better. Do what? It's better, says the Rambam, to give l'mishi nadev elef pa'amim pe'elef dinar than giving one time. Right? Because you're going to have what? A more kinyan chazak within what you're doing. This could be the machloket where even Rav Nevitzal, who tells you that even if, we'll see halacha l'maisa, we'll see in a second, when you go down to the Kotel, and you know for a fact the guy is a Ramai, and therefore Me'ikara Din, I'll show you Allah Maisa. You for sure Me'ikara Din do not have to give the people that you know are liars. But part of the halachic process from Nemetzal would say, I think, when I spoke to him, would be based on this idea of the mitzvah of tzedakah, says the Rambam. That what is not only about the receiver, but it's about you giving and becoming not a cynical person, but becoming more of a Baal Chesed. A lot of times, if you stop giving and stop giving and stop giving, because you're having all these cheshbonos, that this guy is this guy, this guy's a cheat, then what happens? You become cynical. And I saw that a lot in my own life. Oh, this guy, he's making more money than I am in the hour that he's collecting at the kota than I make here as a teacher. Right? He's walking around, yeah, you have change, and he's whipping out the bills. Right? I don't have any of these bills. Right? I just have credit card receipts. Right? But on one level, that's what's going on here. So one of the questions that comes up. So what we've said so far is the two extremes. One extreme is that it could very well be that it's usher to give these guys. If you know they're a Ramai. And you're not being yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah. And maybe that's what Yirmiyahu was davening for these Bnei Anatot who are trying to kill him or choshesh him for snus. Because they were anashim sheinam muganim, and therefore it's considered like an avon, and you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah when you give it to people sheinam muganim. The other extreme is no. You are yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah because the purpose of the mitzvah of tzedakah is not only for the receiver; it's even for the giver also. And then we saw some sort of middle sheep. Middle sheep that the Muki Yosef says. Is that what? Let's say you don't know. You don't know. So then it could very well be that may ikarabin you have to check. But even if you didn't check, as long as you know for sure the guy's not a liar, then you're for sure yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah. I brought for you here two different questions before we see more halakha lemaaseh. The Gemara is a kiddushin. The Gemara kiddushin says on daf mem, machshava tova mitzaref lemaaseh. So therefore, what? Ask Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. How could you say? How could Yirmiyahu say? Let them knock, but I'm thinking I want to give stuff. How would these people not yotze lo yikabel sakar? If machshava tova mitzaref lemaaseh, the Gemara says Amar Rabasi, afilu chashav adam laso mitzvah v'ne'enas v'lo asa'ah ma'aleh katuv ki ilu asa'ah. If I choshev laso mitzvah tzedakah v'yesh eze ones, ze ki'ilu atorah omeret she'ani asiti tzeh. So gam kipo, kishabnei anotot chashvu laso mitzvah tzedakah, lama him lo yikavu sakar? Sheila chazaka, ma ha'teirutz? Hivantem et ha'sheila? If we see that you're thinking Wallerstein, you're thinking to do what? The mitzvah tzedakah. Then what did the Gemara Kiddushin say? It's as if I did it. So why does Yirmiyahu say that if that these people, these Bnei Anatot, are going to give the tzedakah she'inam uganim, that Hashem is going to provide the people that they're not uganim, therefore they're not going to give tzachar? What do you mean? We thought machshava tova mitzaref l'maaseh. Answers Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. It's true that they're going to get reward, but what reward are they going to get? Only for their thoughts, their machshava, but not for the actual mitzvah of tzedakah. One other piece, and let's do it halacha l'maaseh. One other piece is, you saw the nitziv, everyone see the nitziv? If you didn't see it, you have it in front of you. The nitziv, and it brings down from the Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Vav, and connects it. The nitziv says, Ornaf kemina lahalacha, is connected to a very important machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? There's a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda if... doing the ratzon of Hashem or not. Rabbi Meir says, and this is how we paskin halacha, that whether we do the ratzon Hashem or not, we are considered banim atem. And Rabbi Yehuda says what? Rabbi Yehuda says only if we're doing Ratzon. Right? Nachon. Says the Netziv Mivolosh. Vanaf Kemina. He says this is not just a conceptual Hasidic. Right? The Netivot Shalom will always bring down this Machlokas and Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Vav and say, look, we're the banim of Hashem because we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Anybody who's gone through in the Tivot Shalom, the Rabbi Mislonim, he quotes this Rabbi Meir Shita all the time. Says in Netziv Mivolashim, it's not only a machshavti, but it's also halach l'maisa. What's the halach l'maisa says in Netziv? Or sugya. L'inyan staka. L'inyan staka. And if I'll do it again, I'll give you this Gemara in Baba Basra. Kedi'itam in Baba Basra daf yuram and aleph. There is what? Turnus Rufus asked the question to Rabbi Akiva. Turnus Rufus, I didn't give you this Gemara, I should have given you this Gemara, I apologize. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, what happens if what? If a person is not doing the Ratzon of Hashem? What are they considered still the Banim of Hashem? Turnus Rufus says to Rabbi Akiva, let me give you a mashal. You have a servant of a king, and the king gets upset at the servant. And he sends him off. Now somebody comes and gives that servant food. What do you think? Is the king happy about that? Happy about that? No, he sent him off. What are you doing? So he says, that's exactly what's going on. We're the servants of God. You're not following the ratzon. Now you're giving them staka or giving them something. God's not happy. Rabbi Akiva answered him, let me give you the mashal. We're not only servants, but let's give you the different mashal. We're known as children of Hashem, banim. And if you have a melech that sends off his son, he's angry at his son, or far away, and he doesn't have food. Now somebody comes and gives the son food. You think the king's going to be happy or not happy? He's going to be happy. It's a son. He says so too. And the Gemara concludes that what? Like Rabbi Akiva, that even if we're not doing, he quotes a pasuk from Mishlei that says what? That seemingly, even if you're not doing Ratzon Shel Hashem, it's a mitzvah to give what's called the Mirudim there, people that are aniyim. They're people to give, like Rabbi Akiva says. And this is what the Nitziv Mivolajit explains here. B'sheila Turnus Rufus Rabbi Akiva. B'yeshivu Eimatai Aniyim Mirudim Tavi Bayit. Ha'inna, right? The Gemara says, when are they considered poor and they're not in the house? And the Gemara concludes from the pasuk in Mishlei, Halo Parus, that what? That even if they're, right, not doing the Ratzon of Hashem, Hishiv Mehaikra, from that pasuk in Mishlei, the Gam Ha'inna Yesh Mitzvah. And therefore, explains the Nitziv Mivolajit, either like Rabbi Meir, that Bein Kach Ubein Kach Kruim Banim, that we see from there that whether they're doing the Ratzon of Hashem or not, exactly like Rabbeinu Yonah, or the Bach would say, that even if they're not saying a bracha, the bottom line is it's a mitzvah to give them b'torah staka. Or even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in hochacha mizeh she'in osim ratzono shel makom, they could be like a tinok chenishba. It's not so clear that they're not doing the ratzon of Hashem. He says, if it's barur, if it's clear that they ain hani osim ratzono shel makom, that might be a machloket. Aye. Or Gemara, behind so Parakama, the Baba Kama, what Yirmiyahu hichshilam b'mnei adam sheinam mu'ganim. So what's that case that Yirmiyahu is davening to them? That makes sure the b'nei anotot are not doing, not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah. According to Rabbi Meir, these are a bunch of liars. Ramayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not even Ramayim, they're reshoyim ba'alma, she'im mitzvah klal. So we see that according to the Nitziv, this is not just a machshavti, but it's exactly halacha l'maaseh. Therefore, if you look at the sheets that I gave you, halacha l'maaseh, from a sefer called Ahavat Staka, which was Rav Avidan, tremendous sefer on Hilchot Staka, he breaks down all the rishonim that we said. In page Reish Ted Vav, in Parachet over here, he quotes first from the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Samach Tet Siv Bet, footnote 33. Asur la'adam to give to an ani that you know for sure that he's not going to make a bracha. However, number one is if you don't know for sure, then you can give him a Torah's mitzvah staka, and therefore there's no problem. That's the Ramah quoting this Rabbeinu Yonah. The Yesh Misha Cholek, that even if you know for sure that he's not going to make a bracha, there's still the mitzvah staka, and that is the Bach and Siman Kuf Samachtet. In footnote 35, that says, "Afil yodea boshu amaretz gamur, velo yivarech klal, lo mibnei kach yivatel mitzvat staka." Says the Prima Gadim, when is this true? That's dafka by amaretz. But if he's not nivarech because he hates every little part of Judaism, because he's a Rosh of Alma, then lo yitelo. But even there, go to the next page. I had this question also. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had a case. I had this girl on the Bar Ilan campus asked me 3 years ago. She wanted to give sukkariot on Rosh Chodesh to people in Bar Ilan to try to make them feel good. But guess what? There's a good chance they're not going to make a bracha. You're going to be over lifting even. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had a case. It's over here. It's a must read. Siman Lamed Hey in Ot Aleph in the Sefer Milchat Shlomo. And he reads, he says, if as a result of me not giving food, not exact case, you have an oreach that's coming, that you know for sure that by me not giving him, because I don't want to give him, he's not going to make a bracha and wash his hands. What's going to happen? The visitor is going to go farther away from Torah. And he's going to hate Judaism, he's going to hate Torah, he's going to stop giving money to the yeshiva. There, not only mutar, it's probably a mitzvah to give to them. Right? Why? Because you're going to be, really what you're doing is causing them a bigger machshil. Lifnei iver lo titein mechshol. By you not giving them, by demanding them to make a bracha. What are you doing? Your mom is being over lifnei iver. So therefore, by forcing them to say a bracha. Right? But therefore, even if you know they're not going to give a bracha, but this is a person that what? By you giving them those sukkariot, by you having them at the dinner, many donors come to many people's homes. You know for sure, this is the guy who's giving millions of dollars to yeshiva. So I'm not allowed to give them food even though they're not going to make a bracha? By that happening, what's going to happen? They're going to stop giving $3 million to the yeshiva, and they're going to start giving who knows where. So you're actually causing them a greater stumbling block. By what? By not giving them the food. That's the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And therefore, that's what the Bach says also. It's only if he's an Am Haaretz, but if he's a Rosh or Gomor, then that's something else, you don't give it to them. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if it's going to lead to sinah, or that way, for sure, you give it to them. The next piece is that we said, if a guy is known as a liar, this is a big piece. If a guy is known as a liar, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, since he's known as a liar, you should not give him tzedakah. Right? This is what we had said. This is the Sefer HaChassidim in the Yad Ramah. If he's known as a liar, he's known. There are people out there that are known as thieves. It's not only a mitzvah not to give to them. Even Rav Nevetzal will say you give to certain people. Right? If he's mamish known as a liar, it's also for you to give to them. Okay, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan brings down in footnote 39 also. Go to the next page, please. The page where Yishud Zayin, we had said this already. Okay? If you were supposed to check, and you didn't check, and you gave without checking, so we possibly like the Nemuki Yosef, if I did give without checking, and now I find out that he's not Ani, I get a reward, as we had said, based on the Nemuki Yosef. That the only way I'm not going to get reward is if I know for a fact this guy is a liar and a cheat and is really rich. Okay, last but not least, turn the page Reish Yud Chet. The last one. This is very important. Very important. What happens? Number OK, Perek Chet here. What happens if you know for years this guy's been collecting money? Right, you ever have that? You see this guy has been collecting for years. He's known. So there, mitzad hadin, I do not have to give him tzedakah. Okay, this is what the Meiri brings down in the second Ketubot. Mi shenoda, ki ani mi karo, that's what you should, right? But as a result, for years, this guy's walking around with jewelry. Right? There are people who are walking around for years asking for money. Why? Because they have to buy their kid 5 apartments. They have 8 kids, and they need to collect money to buy their kids apartments. So you don't have to give them money. Right? You know this guy's claiming poverty, but he's got a beautiful home. Right? He's walking around with gold jewelry. For years, this guy is claiming poverty. Says the halakha that you have no chiyuv whatsoever to give this guy tzedakah. Now, again, it's only if you have this chashash. If you don't know about it, you're a guy, you just come off birthright. Right? You just land it all off the plane and you get to the Kotel. And he's not part of the mafia. And somebody comes over and asks you for money. And you should give him a little bit. Give him the dollar that they ask him for the shliach mitzvah money. But a guy in Yeshiva HaKotel, right? Who knows, he's been around, and he knows a guy. Like, literally, the guy's a professional thief. So it's probably also for you to give him that tzedakah, right? You want to give him tzedakah, you know what you should do? Give it into the kotel. They have the thing there, the kotel fund. This is the nafka mina. Guy knocks at your door, right? So do you know? Are you for sure? Right? That's why a lot of times they have their letters from this rabbi. But even those things, you have to be zeal. A lot of those guys could be liars also. So if you know for a fact 100% they're liars, so it's also for you to give to them. If you don't know, then you should probably give them a little bit. Okay? Yeah. If you don't know that he's... If you know that for sure he's a liar or a Russia, tricking you, have no chiyuv. If you're not sure the chiyuv is, you have to go and try to check it out. Right? For sure? how much you have to give of tzedakah. That we did already before. How much do you have to give for the mitzvah, for any mitzvah, for the mitzvah of tzedakah, right? That we learned already on Daf Tes Amud Beis. How much money do you have to give for tzedakah, right? What'd you say? In theory, again, you have to be careful. If that person's going to spit in your face, so then it's better not to give then, right? It's not going to make you feel magnanimous when the guy spits in your face. You're insulting him. You cannot grow. Yeah. I thought the most practical, the whole question about Knossos Kal, those type of things. Not so clear. And again, if they have a letter there, right? Part of it, again, maybe I look at also, they choose not to work in their own kolo, right? A lot of these things come up. I want to look that up. I didn't even go to those cases. You want to give a guy $1,000, so the first thing you do is then you check, and you should check. You want to give $1,000, this guy's coming, you feel terrible. I had a guy come to my door to get part of the chinuch for yourself, as I said, and also for your children. Came to my door, and literally, he was embarrassed. I've had people there, it's like, literally, it's like a factory. So those guys, I'll give like a shekel, right? There's this guy, Mamish, who couldn't look me in the face, he was so embarrassed. He said to me, I used to have a business in Yerushalayim that crashed, right? I'm trying to get myself back door, and he was just trapped from Yerushalayim. I live in Eben Shmuel, as you know, right? He couldn't look me in the face. He was so embarrassed to ask for money. This guy, again, maybe he's putting on a good show. Maybe. You know, but I gave him 10 shekels because I felt that the guy, you know, was for real. You know, again, he could have been duping me. Possible. You know, but I've seen that piece. Okay? But here are the klalim. The klalim is to understand. I think both are right, hilchati. The klalim of understanding that it might not, just because a guy asks, as opposed to Purim, we'll see the halacha in Purim, is anybody who asks, you have to give. Like, kwa poshet yad sarichite. But normally, right, there is a mitzvah according to how the Yad Raman, the Sefer Chassidim, based on our Gemara that says, if the person is not mehugan, right, for sure if mehugan is a guy, he's a Ramai. It could be that a person's not a Yerushalayim, that we talked about that piece. Since the ikur is the maisa of giving tzedakah to a proper person, could it very well be that not only do I not mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, it's also for me to give that guy tzedakah. Should be giving it to other people. The other side of the coin is that part of the kiyum of mitzvah tzedakah is that I become a more magnanimous chesed to imitate the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why possibly the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you give it to him as long as you have in mind to do the shei mitzvah tzedakah. And even if a guy is a pure Am Haaretz, we saw in the Ramah, and for sure according to the Bach, your yotzei the mitzvah tzedakah. Now again, the middle case is you should try to check. You should try to check. If you don't know, you should try to check. Obviously, if the guy's mamish naked, then you don't check, you give it to him. Right? The guy's mamish freezing. Right? You buy the clothes. Right? You don't give the money to go that idea. Okay, so hopefully now you have the klalim a little bit going down to the code, the guy knocks on your door. Mirat Hashem, tomorrow we continue on Tetzayin Amud Beis by the two dots. We're going to talk about the sukiyah. We're going to start the sukiyah of at the kever where it says kavod asalom moto. What do you do? What do you do? The whole sukiyah of are you allowed to learn Torah by a kever? Am I allowed to daven at all by a kever? Okay, when we go up to the Rambam, you have minyan by the kever by Marat Hamachpelah. They have minyan by kever. Doesn't matter how many people, doesn't matter who it is. Am I right? A lot of us have learned in the concept of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? You're supposed to tuck in your tzitzis. Where all those things, we're going to learn that sugya well. There are a couple of tosos here to learn. And then through that, we'll do that for at least one day. And then after that, on Daf Yud Zayin, comes to the sugya of limud mevili de maaseh. Right? The question of learning Torah, teaching Torah. actions, which is more important, how, what, when, it doesn't matter who you are, that's the sugya that we're going to do this week also. Good week. Everyone should have a good day.